waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lion in the building with the crew. Hope everybody's Sunday is going good. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there. Hope your day is going great. Hope you're getting what you deserve. Team, let's go introduce yourself.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. You know what I mean? Your boy, Brother Malcolm, is in the building. You know what I mean? What's good?
Favorite tomboy Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
It's Auntie Tanya. I'm here.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. How's everybody's Mother's Day going today? Anybody doing anything special? You work today? Do anything for Mom Dukes?
Nah, I'm gonna catch it sometime this week.
Okay, okay.
So far, so good.
So good. Got any flowers or some shit?
Yeah,
I guess. Like, what you do for mama's success?
Oh, I went to go see her, so that was a good thing. You know, I went to go see her, spent some time. She cooked and shit, did all the right things. You know what I mean? She ain't really want to go out in the rain. So
nobody want to be out. It's raining and it's cold today.
I think it's like a Haitian Mother's Day coming up in two weeks. So hopefully the weather's good and then we're going to go out then.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Good.
All right. Yeah. I ain't do shit for my mother. She ain't deserve shit, you know. She just gave birth to her, you know what I'm saying? Handsome nigga, that's it. She ain't really raised me, but
I mean,
be like that. I got a rough life. Wait till my autobiography come out. I got raised by like my great grandmother, then she died.
Join the club, man. We all got fucked up lives.
But happy Mother's Day to my moms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Always holding me down, looking out. That's your fat ass. Let's start the show. Let's get into it. Tanya, what's been going on for the week?
It's a very emotional week. There's emotions everywhere. Before I begin, happy Mother's Day to my mother. Peace, I love you so much. Thank you for having this little rainbow baby. Without you, I couldn't have been here. You made the choice to go one more time and I'm here. So definitely appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, the ones who are wonderful mothers, the ones who are mothers-to-be, the ones who really want to be mothers, but it's not in God's plan for you to be a mother. You still get my wishes. You still get my love. Try to be sensitive today. Stop. Don't be asking people why they don't have kids. Just know that a lot of people don't have a choice. So you might want to mind your words a little bit today.
No
for
shout
those
out.
Who suffer in silence, you have my love.
No shout out to the dads that plays the mother role.
Y'all got next month, man.
Nah, I'm just saying, shout you know how the chicks be doing that on Father's Day? I'm playing.
Shout out to the supportive men who support
mothers.
Can't
ruin Mother's Day.
You know, the male figures in the lives of these kids as well, you guys are equally important. So you guys get some love today, but today's all about mommies. So
shout out to the mommies.
Shout out to the mommies.
Shout out to
Yabe. Pretty interesting week. We went all over the place. A lot of good things happen for the culture. A lot of interesting things happen for the culture. First and foremost, big congrats to Rihanna. She made history this week. She's going to be the first black woman in however long to have her official line with LVMH. If you don't know what LVMH is, it is the house, the fashion house that brings you Louis Vuitton, Moet, and Hennessy. She's going to have her first official luxury line. So, we really got to support this one. If you could buy Gucci, you could buy Louis, you got to buy Fenty.
So Fenty is going to be up there with like Louis and that?
Official luxury label. Fucking with Fenty. If this is going to be my first real label purchase, it's got to be Fenty. She made history. It's a big one, big win for women, big win for black women, big win for Caribbean women. I am excited about it. I was so happy when I saw it. I know she put in a lot of work. The CEO of Louis Vuitton, you know, gave her big props and said she's an excellent entrepreneur, excellent CEO. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are excited too, and just understand that this is a really big footprint that this girl is going to leave in history. She already made numbers with Fenty Beauty, and I'm sure Fenty, the house of Fenty, Fenty Maison, is going to be equally as impressive.
What's that like? But it's like they signing you to like a executive board type thing.
And so now LVMH is a fashion house in Paris.
Okay.
So under them, we have Givenchy. We have Louis Vuitton is under them. We have even Hennessy. It's a
they all brand. Under one umbrella?
They're all under, they're, let's say they're like the people who basically give you the stamp that you're a luxury brand.
You're
not just somebody hood brand somewhere. So Fenty's officially under that house.
I didn't know that. You going to wear Fenty? They going to make men's stuff?
I hope so. She probably most likely will.
I'm supporting. You got to support the Navy, kid.
This is official. This is not Rihanna just dropping some t-shirts. This is this is stamped and approved. So, you know, y'all better buy you some Fenty. Common this week came out with his book he released. And he revealed in it that he was sexually molested as a kid. And personally, I am...
Common?
Common.
By man or woman?
Man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man,
that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. It is, but it's once again, he brought up something that a lot of men, you know, suffer in silence about. I hope and pray it's not happened to anyone I know or even anyone I don't know. It's not something I wish on anybody. But, you know, he went to jails before and he was talking to guys and he was in a lot of men, you know, ended up on the wrong side of the law because when they were younger, they were molested. You know, we live in a society that's very homophobic. They couldn't come to nobody, couldn't talk to nobody about it. Then they just started to take that pain and turn into something else. They turned into violence, locked them in jail over it, all because somebody who wasn't supposed to touched them at an age that not even age, just ain't nobody should be violating anybody's kids like that, any grown person like that, you know. And it's hard because who do you tell something like that without being afraid?
Even on both ends, like, yeah. Even if it was a woman that did it, like, even though I guess men, we get over sexualized, but no, like, 12-year-olds don't supposed to be getting raped by no 18-19-year-old type.
That's
shit.
That's true. I'm seeing Antoine
Fisher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit could fuck you up too. That's why men are like over sexualized. We be brought into it. It's always an older woman that try to get you.
So fine.
It's crazy, man.
So, I don't know, but I commend him for doing it. I hope that it opens the door. It's still a very sensitive area, but I hope that
it's a kid's book.
It's an adult book.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's an adult book. But I just hope that it alerts people to the things that they should really be looking for in their children and what they need to be protecting their children from. You know, don't leave your kids with anybody. And there's so much we could say. It could be your family members too. So it's not even as simple as don't leave your kids with anybody. Cause
yeah, but you know the uncle not to leave your kids around. You know the sketchy motherfucker, the cousin that like nah. I watch him. No.
You'll look for cues. Bring them to work. If your kids don't want to be around somebody, they don't get too happy when they got to go by somebody's house. Like, just look at all that. I know it's tough. A lot of us got more than one jobs. You got to make stuff work, but pay attention to their babies and ask them questions too. You know, I'm not sure how many parents are actively, you know, trying to double check certain things with kids, but I mean, this is the time for us to, we got to protect them babies, man. So shout out to Kama for sharing that. For sharing.
Facts.
And speaking about sharing, last but certainly not least, this week we had a little bit of overshare of information, in my personal opinion. For those of you who were living under a rock, like, you probably have seen it. The world went crazy when Aisha Curry sat with the other women from the Curry family at the Red Table with Jada and her daughter and her mom. and she just spoke about how she feels, you know, about not having attention from the opposite sex, or what the type of attention she would probably want or is looking for. And the world went crazy for at least 3 days. We saw a big divide. I've never seen so many men paragraph in my life. Men were pouring their hearts out. They were coming to everybody. I had a post that went hundreds of comments deep. My posting went that deep in a long time. But she rubbed a lot of people wrong. All because she just said too goddamn much on television.
A lot of men wrong.
Yeah, a lot of men. Mostly men.
It was mostly men.
Like the pick me population was just grew this week, but we're going to leave y'all alone. But the men was. I like the fact that y'all expressing yourselves. I must say that. What you doing? What it's happened?
Nah, man. I don't know. I don't know. I was drinking. Oh, shit.
I told you, just drink that and then pour it in there.
I don't know.
Drink
how
the water and then pour it in that bottle.
So, men in the room, how do you feel about this?
I understood what she was saying.
Oh, you understood.
And I'm not part of the pick me. I'm not part of the pick me population. But I get what she was saying, man. That shit was.
What was she saying?
What was she saying, La?
The paraphrase it. She's one little outside of attention.
Oh.
No.
You don't even believe yourself.
I think it's.
She dropped the ball.
It's like, nah. It's that round table talk, right? You're supposed to be intimate and express yourself and feelings. She was expressing some of her what's her name?
Insecurity.
Yeah, insecurities to the world.
Is that the word? Mm-hmm.
She feels a kind of way sometimes that, you know, her man could go just get overly attention. And not like she's in competition with him. She just saying it'll feel good to sometime, you know, get a look at. I guess she don't get as much looks as she did before, you know, before she was a wife with kids and all that. You know, things change and, you know, people ain't checking that much.
I mean, she's been with Steph since she's 15, so how much looks was she getting?
I don't think she's looking for, like, no, verification from another man that says good. She's a shit. It just feels good to.
She is, though.
Nah,
no,
you know.
She
is. It feels good to get that.
The act of wanting attention is verification. It is. That's what.
So men don't want
is.
Attention from women?
No.
Yes, y'all do. I can't believe you don't get that.
Men that are taken is not worried about some of y'all at all. Worried
really?
About y'all living.
Really?
It's a fact.
Because men that are taken, when y'all go out, it's a lot of times that men go out there to get dressed just for women to want them.
Some people are naturally fly. Like, and
but it's not even.
I think some people take that away. Some people are naturally fly. Some people are not going outside for y'all. Some people, just like you do your hair and you put a part in your head, that's for you. That's not for us.
Yeah.
I would hope. So that's the same thing. People go outside. Some people are naturally fly. Like, they're not going outside.
But there are men. I'm not saying all men. I didn't say all men.
Yeah, but
there are a lot of men who do
men
a lot of things to get women attention,
facts,
even when they...
Because some of them are trying to fuck.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
People that's not
but in a relationship.
Don't care about
but
y'all.
I didn't say it was anything wrong with that. But my thing is, even when you're getting attention from other women, nobody's saying that you're necessarily going to act on that. She didn't. She even made it clear that it's not that I'm going to act on her or I want to act on it. It would feel good if I got that attention.
It should feel good
like
to be
him.
Married with three kids.
But you have to understand as well, when you're married with three kids.
I can't understand that.
It
sounds like cheating.
It doesn't sound like cheating. How does that sound like cheating, Black?
To want attention from other men sound like cheating.
She said it would feel good to get it. Now, when you're a mom, now understand she's playing a role, right? She's in a role. She's a mom. You don't know what, like she said, she was depressed and all of that. Like, she has her insecurities and everything. So, yes, it would feel good. As a mom, you play in a certain type of role. You know, sometimes you feel like this is the only lane that you have. Now, you're a mom, he's a dad, but he's a dad, and all of these women are throwing themselves at him. You get what I'm saying? And it's not that he's acting on it. But it's like, dad, he gets attention. I'm over here, like, I'm feeling insecure and everything, and not saying that.
She should go to the gym.
You're giving her, but you're not entitled to tell her what she can do. She's gonna feel the way she wants to feel, regardless.
That's why men attention is not gonna change.
Anybody who got a social media want attention. Because why would you post in pictures? You want people to like them, right?
Exactly.
Even if you're in a relationship, you still have social media, right? That's the same thing.
Social media is for attention.
That too, yes.
No matter what type of attention you're trying to get,
it is.
Depends on what you're posting.
It don't matter. You're just posting a bottle, like you're posting, but you post yourself, right? You will host yourself. You want people to double tap it.
If I post you, it'd be kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you post yourself. But you, if
Jerry,
you get a like, it feels good. You get a like, that's attention.
So Jerry, when you get a fresh cut, you get a fresh cut. You know what I mean? Papi Chocolata.
I barely post pictures.
When you be Papi Chocolata, when you had your little, you know what I mean?
Got your truck out. You like when people say your nice truck. You don't like when people say nice truck.
You
don't like when what you like when you hear it.
If I wasn't driving it, it's still nice.
If you was the only person saying this is a nice truck, but nobody ever told you that. You ain't gonna feel a little insecure about your truck?
No.
You're like, these are.
I customize. That's all my work.
But you like when people come up to you and want to take a picture and say, nice truck. You feel good.
People,
you feel good.
Wait till I pull this out. Wait till I do this.
To go to Jacob Javits, to go to the car show.
So the people that look. Exactly. And it feels good, right? It feels good when they say, oh my God, I can't afford a car like this. But you.
No, that's community service. I'm giving back.
So when you say, wait till I pull this out, when I come through with this and I come through with that.
I got a lot of outfits.
But you have a lot of outfits, but you're putting it to the world, like, wait till I do this because you want them to know, right?
No, I just got outfits.
You want them to know. That's
they
how
have
you
to be
it.
Worn. That's what you buy clothes for. Your clothes have to be worn. I got outfits. If you invite me somewhere, I'm going to wear one of the outfits. That's how that goes.
Okay.
That's not for attention. I was fly when I was single and fly when I'm in a relationship.
So you just turn your attention off when you're in a relationship. But once you, if you're single now it's okay to get all the comments.
I'm not even, like, when you're in a relationship, hopefully you're so happy that other people don't even turn you on like that.
That's true. I mean, you can still see somebody's physical attraction.
It's not that I'm saying nobody's, because Kerry Hilson could get it. But I'm not saying no one is attractive. I'm not worried about anyone else. I'm just not worried. I just don't.
What about Bernice?
I don't see you. Bernice is different.
Yeah, you see her.
Bernice is different.
You see Bernice.
Bernice is different.
Mary, you see
it. It'd be a problem. Bernice is different.
Tanya, how you feel?
I think for me, it was kind of like, this was such an easy alley hoop for all men. Y'all like times when y'all could drag me. Y'all were dragging her for the wrong things. Like, yes. The wording she used kind of give y'all a little segue. It's like, damn, she used attention and y'all went crazy in the attention thing. Y'all skipped out the most fundamental part and y'all could have divided the sexist crazy on this one. Like, people are not giving her the attention or she's not noticing it because they respect her man, respect her relationship. And that's a big plus. You should be glad you're in a situation where niggas respect you, respect your man, respect your union to the point where they pretend they don't even see you. There's people who... You know, like,
I don't think
like
nobody respect that nigga that much. She just don't looking at her DMs.
She
ain't opening up her DMs.
Listen, though. But she ain't
Remember when Dwayne Wade had to check one of his teammates for commenting on the Gabby's picture? Remember that was a thing?
For who? He checked the dude. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, because niggas was letting that slide. But not for nothing, Gabby's way more physically appeasing.
They call that disrespectful.
What?
It is.
Jimmy Butler did.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the attention that Ayesha Curry that y'all women are saying Ayesha Curry wants and deserves, and it should make
ain't
them feel
good. She deserves shit. Who the hell said deserve? Ain't nobody said deserve.
Yeah, I got to pick a side. What
Listen,
side are you on? Are
I don't even
taking,
think she thought that
single,
far. She was having a conversation amongst women, and it's funny because everybody
with
is focused,
cameras.
Everybody is focused on what she was saying, but nobody watched the whole interview.
I watched
nobody
the whole thing.
So why nobody saying anything about
all the other ladies?
All the other ladies
spoke
on their insecurities.
Every single one of them.
And not to mention, Jada even said, I understand, because I was at that point at one time. Nobody saying nothing
Jada,
about that.
Jada was bullshitting.
No, she wasn't bullshitting.
She was lying.
No, she wasn't.
She was lying, though.
Jada is very transparent about the things that she's going through in her marriage. When she was transparent in her marriage about how she felt and everything, nobody said nothing. Everybody applauded Jada. But now, all of a sudden, they want to take Aisha and they want to
take
this big
deal.
I think they were waiting. You see, the problem
she's
is
from
Aisha,
Canada. She's cool.
It's like,
so
Aisha fought for them. Because remember, for a long time, it was get you and Aisha. She's pretty. She's conservative. She's this. She took care of the family. She even said a couple of sideways things about women, about how they dress and how they move and whatever. So it was like, get you Aisha Curry, she supports you, she stay home, take care of the kids, she got her own bag. And then she said, I like men attention. It's like she went from housewife to hoe in like 5 seconds,
and she didn't even do shit.
All she did was just.
All she said was like, "This is how I feel." This is a woman
that I think is
long sleeve maxi dress.
And listen, don't
though.
Let Aisha Curry. She like a woman. Don't let Aisha Curry confuse y'all. You regular chicks would be single if you was to talk like that in your man's sitting. You would be single.
I don't think so.
You would be some of y'all left because your man or your ex or your whatever he was to you was giving attention to other women. The same shit that y'all claiming Aisha Curry deserve and need to get away with, and it's innocent. Y'all done
but
left.
But she didn't say
whole relationships
she
for
didn't,
that.
But she didn't say
y'all done left whole relationship because you seen a nigga DMing or flirting with a chick
in a relationship.
That's what it's about.
She didn't say she
bitch married.
But she didn't say I want She didn't say I want attention from a person in a relationship. That's a different story.
She want attention, period.
She said attention from other men.
Her attention,
but you know what? I don't think her husband giving her a lot of attention and stuff like that. Sometimes he disappears. It don't matter. But you see, like even like further on the interview, right? She was saying like when they get around group, he forgets to even introduce her. It's like they be always talking. She'd be sitting on the side. They'd be talking. Then she'd be like, "Oh hello, I'm Steph's wife." Like
because she said he's a people person. He like to talk.
Still, you introduce your wife, right?
But
that means he's not paying her that much attention.
Also, get into the combo, my like it's a lot of shit going on. It's
true, but that's opening introduction though.
I think we don't have enough information. I think that question, that response had more things behind
thing.
It. It's, she said, but she said it's insecure. She
it's
literally
insecure,
said,
she
yes.
said it.
I'm insecure.
She literally
did say
it. She was taking medicine
like
or something. Medication.
Y'all didn't discover
she
shit. She literally, she said, I am insecure.
She need a personal
sick.
Trainer and a salad. That's it. That's all she fucking need and she'll be happy. But, you know, self-love is first, man. You got to take care of you. No one can control how
okay,
you feel about you.
And the first act of self-love is admittance.
Yes.
Admittance. And support.
Is,
so what they're saying
is
they don't even support the fact that she's saying, I am insecure and I do feel away.
But
yeah,
her husband
because
all right.
And everybody went silent.
I think her husband did the right thing and just supported her. For the world.
He's
in the playoffs. He busy.
It took him 48 hours. You know, he
but look,
was not supporting that.
So timing is everything.
Yeah.
What he's saying to her behind closed doors.
It took him 48 hours to go public.
That's the problem. People be too
she was
what
trending.
I,
up in social media. So what?
What if
we don't know what's going
in
on
his
in
own
life.
Zone to prepare
hours.
For
look,
his games
what if
stuff.
The statements that Aisha Curry said, Steph said.
Oh, we got to drag him to hell and back. That's
I
true.
Don't think so.
It's a double standard.
Why is it a double standard? If he
because
said
patriarchy.
I felt that's like you in this patriarchy.
Women would have did it instead of men doing it. Women would have did it, and men would have stood behind him.
Exactly.
It would have been the opposite. Yes, it would have.
Men would have been like,
I don't
understand.
What about you? What about you? What this nigga talk about? What about you? Yo, we gonna
write about
exactly. If he's on Red Table Talk, right, and he's dating some supermodel or whatever, she get all the attention in the world. He like. You know, I feel like insecure because I don't get no attention from women outside women. You in a relationship?
I don't
like, yo, what this nigga talk about?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. Like, how you like? What you talking about? You got you in a relationship with like
the
a supermodel or whatever?
It could go both ways. Either
nah,
the,
no chick is gonna ride and say.
I think they probably would have been.
It would have been.
It would have been more pick me's to me.
Pick me what?
Like it would have been more. Like it would have been more women to me trying to get like, oh, you want more attention? I'm gonna give you attention because that's
no. It would have been like, you got a good wife.
You got
it
was dragon.
Would
you got a supermodel. You got a bad. This is wrong with these niggas. They got a bad bitch. What you
it's
doing?
Not that she's a bad bitch. She was.
Up until
that point, she's an ideal wife. So the last thing you want to say, you got an ideal wife at home and you want a woman's attention. They would have dragged them the same way. But my thing is this.
Worse.
Even. Every human being has that in them. Every human being has it in. Some people let it consume them, becomes their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somebody complimenting you can make your whole fucking day. And you're not even looking for it, but it changes your mood.
Mm-hmm.
You come and it's like, hey, you look nice today. You're like, you know what? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. It's like you're walking around like, what the fuck? You put your outfit on for yourself. You feel good. But then a compliment makes you feel even better. That's what it is. Every human being has it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't act like she's saying something that's so impossible.
Correct.
And it's something you can't relate to or something that she shouldn't have just because she has a ring on her finger. We all have it in us. We like compliments. Point blank, period.
I don't know why people feel like when they're married, like, things just, it's like everything turns off. Like, everybody's human.
What?
Like, people feel like once you're married, it's just like,
you can't, like, nobody could be seen. Like, you can't feel a certain type of way. Everything is just my partner. Everything is conditioned now. Like, why?
Or it's like, once you're famous, you suddenly don't have emotions. Like, yeah. Everything should be okay just because you're rich. Yeah. It's like when Kevin Hart cheated on his wife. Like, they felt they could have told this woman anything while she was pregnant just because she was rich. Oh, mm-hmm. You got money, you're going to stay.
Yeah.
Same thing with Ishikira. You're rich, she so stayed. It doesn't matter. You stay. It doesn't matter. They will hurt. They're just going to cry in a Ferrari. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. They're going to still cry. It's she just stays. Where they're crying is different.
Facts. It's better so to cry in a Ferrari.
A Ferrari is better than crying in a B-41. I can say that right now.
It is. Facts. But that doesn't change the feeling.
You can go get another one.
Break down the cabbage. The you know, I mean, that's
hurt
way better.
Hurt is hurt regardless. Regardless. Hurt is hurt. Yeah. People are human.
I don't think Aisha thought about, my last thing to say about that, I don't think she thought about how it would make Steph look and how it would be perceived to the public. That like, he still got to be in a locker room. He working like a freaking egotistical field. The NBA is, you know what I mean? If you play ball, you know it's shit talking all day. All you
but
do
when
is
you
talk
confident,
shit.
All that don't shit talking think, don't matter.
I mean,
if you confident in your situation and if you confident
mean,
in your
how you know he confident
what
in his shit?
We don't know.
I don't,
but that,
I don't
I'm
know
just
who
saying.
Has cable.
We don't
not,
know anything.
But yeah, but what about insecurity that made him have an insecurity
people
now?
There's a lot of fights in the NBA.
It is.
So it's not all
Melo almost
fight Garnett
over Honey Nut Cheerios.
People get punched in the face.
Yeah, if I know you when you say something out of pocket, yeah, you're going to get punched. If I know you.
So when you give material, when you give material.
And he supported it. They cleaned it up well.
Yeah, he did.
They
48
cleaned it
hours
up well.
Later, he did
48 hours later after she put out what she put out. Because she put out a statement under her IG's picture. Standing on her square.
I seen it. It was cool.
Let's talk about the motherhood aspect of, you know, being in relationships. Do you think being a mother plays a part in women's insecurities?
It can.
And what...
You go through you know, speak especially on. when you're a mom and just saying, like, you know, I have friends who are in relationships as well or in marriages, and they feel a certain type of way too. When you take on that mother role, you don't have time for yourself. So that can weigh on your insecurities too, when you don't have time for yourself because you're too busy making sure the kids are good, or, you know what I mean, dealing with the newborn or whatever it is, and your hormones are all over the place. Mm-hmm. So you got to take that into consideration as well.
Time
so
for yourself to do what, though?
Maybe
like,
pamper
just, like, get
yourself.
Your hair
maybe,
done, all
yeah,
that.
Like, maybe just get your hair done, pamper yourself or whatever. Maybe go out with your friends and just take a break from that role as a mother.
And you know they don't like allowing that shit.
They don't.
Why are you going out?
Exactly.
Who
and that? Then your man is out or whatever, or your husband is out and they doing all of this. You know what I mean? They free. They don't have to
take care of the kids as much, or they don't have to nurture that baby or breastfeed or whatever it is. So now you feel like you're losing
not have
yourself.
To take care of the baby.
It's more emotional than physical.
I hear mostly mothers
complain.
Yeah, it is
about their
physical.
Like, oh, my titties drop in.
Yes.
But you saying the emotional part?
But it also weighs on you because you know what I mean. Your titties drop in. You got stretch marks or whatever. You dealing with these kids. You don't feel like yourself. You can't go out the way you want to because you got to take care of the kids, especially when you first have a newborn.
But did she know that when the baby was in her stomach, though?
But like, it's different when you actually experience it than when you could take on that role. But when your hormones take place, because trust me, postpartum depression is real. Mm-hmm. It's 100%.
That shit is real.
Yeah, it's real. You know what I mean? So when you feeling low, your man is going out having fun, you feeling like shit. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing nobody can do about it because your hormones are trying to balance themselves out.
There's nothing they can even do about it.
You're crying, you trying to deal with this, you trying to deal with that. Like, that shit can take a toll on you.
Nah, that shit real, bro.
No, this Danny Spice is heating up. So this nigga said Aisha Curry tastes like pepper pot. So it's like,
oh, God.
Crazy, so.
But yeah, it can definitely take a toll on you and take a toll on how you feel about yourself. Like, regardless of that, she could be going through that now. Then
she just had
a baby. She just had another
baby.
You got three kids. You got two little ones to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. At 30.
But I'm pretty sure she got a nanny and all that shit. She could bust
but
moves.
But that doesn't mean anything mentally. And I'm saying like
I got no time to do nothing. Like you can get up and
but
go
what if
do
she
shit
don't feel?
That.
What if she?
I know. Unless she's dealing with that postpartum shit. That shit is a real deal.
Man, people don't like that. Yeah, they look
if it's
naked.
The postpartum
shit.
That's part of it.
You
don't want to get up and go.
You got to build yourself out mentally. Exactly. Get to the gym. I think based on the conversation I had with my friends who have kids. Everybody speaks on their insecurity after having a child. The first and foremost, your physical goals.
Yep.
You gain weight that just doesn't shed the day after your child is born. You got a whole bunch of stretch marks. You know, some people are even worried about their vagina if they had a natural birth.
Mm-hmm.
Never
be the
not,
same.
Your face chubby. You're not. Shut the fuck up. Your face
Kim
chubby.
Kim K had the snapback.
But Kim K first of all paid for that.
Thank you.
So we don't have Kim K money. Let's stay in the right tax bracket here. Just the physical that your body goes through creates that. Imagine somebody before kids, like you trying to put on an outfit to go out. You change like 4 or 5 times because shit not looking right. Imagine somebody whose body went through all of that and now they got to start putting on stuff. Your clothes don't fit. And then it's pregnant,
and afterwards.
You can
and
work
then
out
it takes
up to
time.
6 months pregnant.
It's simple, but it's not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you between all of this, you're actually depressed. Now you can't sleep the way you want to sleep. You can't work the way you want to. Mm-hmm. If you can't go out, your whole life changed. You got this mother role on you now. Certain things you can't do. You can't say. You can't go. It's just dealing with that. Dealing with the newborn.
Imagine if you breastfeeding.
I pray that you have a
baby. Breastfeeding makes you lose weight.
It sounds like y'all need
condoms. Breastfeeding doesn't
always
make you lose weight. But breastfeeding also, like, it can take a toll too because your body goes through stuff. As yep. When you're breastfeeding, your body goes through things. Because it has to keep reproducing milk. Sometimes your milk... I breastfed for, I think, like a year and a half or whatever. It was a lot. I wanted to quit a lot. Like, because it takes a toll on your body. It makes you tired. You have to watch what you eat. You have to watch what you drink. You have to... Like, it's just a lot.
I don't think men understand the emotional shit that goes on in a woman's head.
They don't.
So there's like... They just have these very simplistic views of why it is. Just go to the gym.
No. I understand that. Black don't understand. I understand.
Y'all put so much effort into fucking and then... Mad at the repercussions of fucking, like, so it's confusing.
Nobody's
mad, but you have
to understand.
It sounds
because
stressful.
You don't go through that.
Wear a condom.
Yes, it is stressful.
But even
so
if the people that plan to do it is still going
to
go through it.
You have to sacrifice when you want to have kids, regardless. You have to sacrifice when you want to have kids. You don't go through the emotional situation because you're not.
Yo.
So when
you gotta
she
understand.
Has a kid,
yeah, you
when
gotta
she
try
has
to understand,
kid,
man.
You'll understand when she's going through her emotional situations or whatever, or how she feel about herself. When those hormones start breaking
gym
down,
membership, man.
It don't matter. But mentally, a gym membership don't have nothing to do with your mental.
That should be running every morning and shit.
Okay, let's see if she does. When
she be running,
you don't even know if she's gonna have a freaking C-section or not. You don't know how that works out. You don't know what. How,
we might just
how
adopt.
Situation.
I don't give a fuck what she has. We might just adopt.
But I'm saying you got every answer for every situation.
No,
for
I'm
a
just
woman,
saying
you don't.
I don't. That's why I'm saying I don't give a fuck because I don't know.
But then what you gonna tell your?
But you gotta know.
I'm gonna tell her
I don't give a fuck. And then you
what?
I don't give a fuck.
You can't do
okay.
that. How long is that relationship gonna last?
Right?
You do that?
No, she might be looking for attention. You like that? She might be looking for attention elsewhere.
You gotta understand, man. You gonna go through this process, man.
Yep.
Yeah, tell me about it, why?
Like she said, it's difficult. Because us, we don't understand that women and these emotions and they chemical imbalance and shit. And it really is, yo.
You paraphrasing motherfuckers now?
That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. My being, yo, what the fuck, bro? All
right, I'm gonna send it. I'm on the show, though, all right? This is my niece, bro.
Oh, but.
All right, I'm on the show, Tracy.
All right, but you said.
My bad.
Yeah, but they go through a lot, man. We
just
don't understand.
Just know it's not that simple. That's all we. That, and this is one of the reasons, like a man's role is so crucial during pregnancy and after pregnancy because we slip in and out. You know, we need y'all do it. This simplistic. We need you for balance. We don't need you to be like you being difficult or I can't deal with this. Like we need you guys to hold our hands through the process. It makes it easier, not easy, but at least you could deal with it a little
just
better.
Like they want us to support them when they going through shit.
I just said,
like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, y'all do, but most women don't give a fuck about what niggas going through. Hold that. They be like, hold that.
That ain't gonna burn
but
that ain't gonna burn fat
overnight. My thing is, I don't know, it ain't just a gym. When it comes to like pregnant women and yo fellas, your girl's pregnant and after, just make sure you read up on like postpartum and all that, because that shit is real, man. That shit is something they can't control. They can't do nothing about it. It is what it is, and they gotta fight it through it on their own. Like it just have to happen with their body. Their body has to get back in order on itself.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's nothing you could do to try to understand. They be tired for no reason, depressed for no reason. This shit is crazy. You be like, your life is good. Why are you depressed? Like, and right. They just can't help
it. You out here clubbing still, smoking hookah.
That could be fun.
Step up to the plate, man. Stop playing out here.
Let's jump topics real quick. Let's talk about like the long-term relationships and like, them say you in it for a minute, but then the relationships start getting cold. Communication starts dying out. Like, how you get it back to life? Like, how you rejuvenate your relationship type thing?
Ain't no simple answer for that. Like,
so how do you?
I think it's something we should also consider too. With people who go through long-term relationships, if you intend on having a long-term relationship, understand you will pass through that cold period. And a cold period is not simply we not having sex. It could be triggered by lots of things. It could be somebody's overly focused on their career. Somebody, you know, dealing with a death in the family. Somebody's dealing with job loss, or they're trying to get to another level in their job. They're trying to start a business. It could come from a lot of things. A lot of people, I spoke about this on my Instagram. I got a lot of feedback. It came from 100% married people or people in very long-term relationships with kids. And they're like, listen, this shit is real. There's people who don't have sex for months and years. Happy as hell.
In a relationship?
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, people really like told me this. Is like, listen, we had kids, things changed. Somebody, you know, it was just so hard to balance that months would pass and not having sex.
That's not healthy.
But you just said postpartum depression.
Are you talking about like after baby, or you just talking about regular relationship?
Relationship and with kids. Sexual drive drops. You get accustomed to the person. There's only so much you can pull out your bag of tricks with sex. There's only so much.
But still, we got to do it.
Like, you got to do it, but it's like after a while.
No, you call my moves out as I'm doing it, but the fuck, we going to have to do
that's
it.
Your
like,
sex drive. Some people's sex drive go down because it's like a regular motherfucker.
Why aren't you understanding?
I am understanding, but I want my wife to understand that we got to do it. Like,
no,
you got to go. I got to do it.
We got to do it.
Like,
understand what she.
I understand. I'm gonna talk to her and listen. I'm like, what you else? You want to try something different?
No, she don't. She's not confident. Whatever. She's not getting enough attention.
You can go get fucked by somebody else, but just bring it to me. Let me do it after.
So, but it happens.
Gotta do it.
It happens for many various reasons. Sometimes the person's not even cheating, but they just not sexually there with you, but they're there everywhere else. They around, they come in to support you, they do whatever, they provide for you, they do everything the other person, just not touching you. And that fucks with a lot of people. Like, I'm so perfect, we so perfect, why the fuck you don't want to fuck me?
You start thinking that they're doing something else.
Your mind start going crazy.
I think if a situation like that, you put it out in the open, and then you make your partner pay attention to the fact that, like, y'all not having sex.
I have a friend right now. Him and his wife have not had sex in a year.
Do they
he
talk?
He talks about her. He talks to her, listen, and he's touchy-feely. He's a guy that likes hugging and kissing and caressing and whatever. And his wife, for a year, no exaggeration, she had their kid. A little kid is like, well, 4 now, so that's a decent time pass. They haven't had sex in a year.
Is it painful? And he talks, like,
he doesn't know what it is. He keeps asking her what's the problem. He keeps asking her what's going on.
At that point, we gotta go to therapy.
He should cheat.
Yeah, you gotta go to therapy. How do you fix that thing? This is what we're saying. If it's that cold, a whole year, my dick ain't touching
you. You gotta figure out how to change your perspective on something. Like, you gotta change your perspective. You gotta try different things.
Yeah.
You gotta try. But that's it. You gotta try to figure things out.
But this is why I said some people be over fucked. Now there's no more fucks left. I'm good. I did enough fucking. Like, nah.
Well, lady, then let me get mine. Then let me catch up.
She's not even. That doesn't mean
she wasn't fucking.
She wasn't having sex like that. So it's like.
So she needs to catch up.
He's so confused right now because he doesn't want to push. He don't want to rape his wife. He don't want to make
her. Oh yeah, I'm thinking you fucking somebody else. I don't care. I'm just being honest. He didn't.
That's anybody though.
I didn't say he did, but I'm thinking. I'm telling you. That's going in my head.
I'm telling you.
That's a corny story. They need to break up immediately.
They're married.
Break up.
So divorce. Separate. So we just had a whole thing about you guys.
Stick by your wife, but you gotta stick by.
So within that is communication and communicating. Better for worse. What is it? Because it has to be something where it's like, okay, if one person isn't feeling it, how can I help you? Like, what can we do about this? Because I have needs. It's all about communication. If I have needs and you don't want, we gotta figure it. We gotta figure this out. Because something gotta give. If I want to have sex and you don't want to, what am I supposed? I'm supposed to just.
He's married his wife 6 years. It's not like, all right, we ain't fucking a year, we out. They have a kid. They just bought a house. Mm-hmm. They got bank accounts. They like their lives depend on each other. So it's not a
you can't
fuck in between. You can't say fuck the kid. Shut up. So he's on so much today. It's not.
You gotta support your wife, right?
Yeah. Just
put some remember, it's your wife it. Now.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking about my ass.
You gonna do divorce for no sex?
No, like
you can't even say because
she gotta give you a pass. Then she gotta say, you know what? Get yourself a side bitch because right now I don't know when I'm gonna be in a
movie. Yeah, you have to work something out.
Cool. Yeah. If that's the deal, that's cool. But you can't tell me just sit here
and wait on you.
And wait on you. Unfair. Come on, my nigga. Come on. What we talking about, man? What we talking about? Be in control of you. You got to control your happiness and what you do and how you moving, man. All these excuses and issues that everyone got now, man. Be in control of you. Or else I'm not happy neither. You sad, I'm sad. We both ain't happy. Let's not be in this shit. That's it. Like all that other
shit. How long did you wait?
I wait 3 months. If it was serious. Yeah, 3 months. Three months to wait.
You got kids
cool.
And you married? You can divorce after 3 months and no sex?
I'm gonna cheat after 3 months with no sex, that's for sure.
So you had to hurt her feelings though. She fights because she's gonna it find is out.
She's hurting my feelings. Yes. I'm waiting 3 months.
His feelings is gonna hurt too. Emotionally hurt, physically hurt. Yeah.
I don't watch porn.
I mean, I don't know if you know that far, but like what about like intimacy? Period. Like, are
none,
you
not no hugging, no kissing,
nothing.
No playing?
That's something.
She
gotta be else.
She is not no president. He better get the fuck out of there.
Something sprinkling because you're not touching me. Like, not touching me at all. Like,
I don't know what it is. I think she's still going through postpartum. Honestly, that's the only thing that made sense.
She said the kid's full.
She's sucking her boss dick.
You ain't going through postpartum.
She's doing something at work.
It could last that long.
Nah, hell no. Not 4 years old.
She's having to relapse over something, but.
She doing something at work. She definitely got to work back. For sure.
They work
she
together.
She got to have something.
She fucking somebody over there.
There's no. I don't think there's no way in a relationship you can go a whole year with just no physical touch.
Not until you experience it.
And they sleep in the same bed? They sleep in the same bed?
Huh? They sleep in the same bed.
Y'all
seen Why Did I Get Married? What was that movie? Why Did I Get Married? When she didn't want to touch him or whatever. And she was focused on work or whatever. But then she got that little man. And
that made, but that's part two.
Yeah, but still, like,
she wasn't touching him for the first because she didn't want to get pregnant again. She was avoiding getting pregnant. She was avoiding sex, period, because she didn't want to have kids again. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want him to realize she had tied her tubes. The second one is when they had the kid, but then she started, I think she went through postpartum depression. Then she looked outside for attention.
Mm-hmm. But either way, regardless.
That's the one that got AIDS?
No,
that's the other one. That was Tyler Perry.
Temptation.
Wife.
You talking about Temptation? Both. I want to get married to Tyler Perry too.
Yeah, Temptation. That's what I'm talking about.
But either way, like I just feel like a whole year or that waiting that long, that was, like there has.
But they were over a year though.
There's something missing that somebody's not getting.
So how long would you go?
Now they're in therapy. Let me come. No, now they're in therapy.
Wait, I want to. How long would you go?
I don't know.
In a relationship, the sex just stopped. The intimacy just stopped.
Before I say something or before I cheat.
He's still like,
I
good with you.
Won't cheat.
Still,
I probably won't cheat. But
you cheated.
I'm gonna. Yeah, because I want it out.
Oh. Well.
But I probably won't cheat, but something has to give. Like, I'm gonna be very vocal about how I feel. Like, if I wanna have sex and you're not trying to have sex, like, so what do you expect me to do?
Wait.
So if I go out here and cheat.
So how long are you gonna wait?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I mean, a whole year I'm not.
If he just telling you like,
after a while,
if he telling you like,
you're not giving me,
I don't
know,
you're
not satisfying me in any type of way. You're not touching me. You're not doing nothing. We're breaking up. We're doing something.
I'm gonna throw you a bone. So what if the relationship, everything else outside the sex is great? You still going on dates? You still going on vacations? You still
if we going on dates, going on vacations? I'm gonna
want to
fuck you.
Okay, but you're just not fucking. That's what I'm saying. Everything
that's a problem for me
except fucking.
That's a problem for me.
that's a problem for me that I'm going to vocalize. Like, if that's a problem for me, that's an issue for me. So if I'm telling you I have an issue with something, after a while, I'm going to give you a chance to fix it. If you can't fix it, then I'm out. And I'm not wrong for being out. How long I'm away, I don't know. I can't call that. But I ain't waiting for a very long time. Like, a couple of months is crazy to me.
What if something happened and he just got ED now for life? Mm-hmm. But he's still a good guy. I'm asking you a question, though. What are you going to do in a situation like that?
I'll play with it or something. I don't know.
No, say it's done. It's like dead. Like brain dead. Like dick dead.
There's stuff that you can do. You can still eat me out. You can still do certain things. Like, there's still sexual things that you can do. Oh. She's saying that they're not doing, they're not even touching each other.
They can't penetrate.
You better get a dildo or something. We're going to figure something out. We're going to figure something out. Ty, how long would you wait? If I care for you, we'll figure something out. But if you're just depriving me, hell no.
I can't sit here and say I don't know. Yes, sex is very, very, very important to me, but I'm gonna look at everything else as well. You know, like the quality and the value of the relationship. You know, and it'll determine how long I'll wait to not have sex. It could be, once again, I understand that people go through phases in their life. I'll look, okay, what's going on with you? Okay, exactly. Maybe you just lost a job. So I can't force you to get out of your mental fast. So I'll wait it out. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to be as understanding as possible. Mm-hmm. But I'll still tell you, like, listen, this is something that's whatever. Let's do something. Like, even if you don't want to fuck, play with me. Mm. Let me get off. Exactly. Let me bust a nut. Do something. You got to fuck me, but let's do something a little sexual.
Exactly.
I'll genuinely give my best. I'm not going to just wake up and say, you're not fucking me, I'm out. Or I'm going to fuck somebody else. Because that fucks up the whole relationship, not just me. I'll get a nut, yeah, but now I'm about to damage everything else that was fine before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you really got to weigh your options on what's worth losing everything for, you know?
I agree.
I can't tell you. I can't sit here and give you an honest answer like a year or two, but there's people right now in marriages that are not fucking. They're not fucking, but they have everything else is good. Family dinner, vacations, whatever. The kids are happy, whatever. But they just not. It's just not happening. Or they cycle. The timing is not right. Somebody's ready for the morning. Somebody's ready at night.
They always say that though. Like once you get married, the sex is over. Like the chick, you know, the bouquet. They said that's the pussy that they throw.
Only way the sex to be over like, if I get married with me.
You could be fucking all day. Like, nah, I said everybody. Everybody.
Like, it'd be like that. Like, you know.
You won't be rabbits no more. Shit is over.
It just be comfortability, man. People get that comfortable. Too. They get fat. Mm-hmm. They get sloppy. They get lazy. They get, you know, different things happen. It depends on the type of person that you have.
It's just, I think at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. It depends. Because everybody's different. Some people live with.
People get better after marriage.
With energy. You know, some people is just. I'm doing shit. You know what I mean? All day, every day, I'm doing things. I got things going on. And that translate into the bedroom as well. And some people are just comfortable. They finally found. Some people are just, yo, as crazy as it sounds, people want to be in relationships, like, very, very badly. So sometimes when they get anything, finally, it's like, I finally caught what the fuck I was looking for. Now they just sit down.
Because it's the end goal.
They get in the lazy mode.
It's the end goal, not the beginning. That's true. That's the thing. People look at it like, I got married or I'm in a relationship, so now that's the end goal. That's what I wanted. Now it stops. Instead of looking at it as a new beginning, now let me build this.
But it's also, I think, I think it's also at the end of the day, like you said, it do come down to comfortability, but it's like the sex is going to be the same sex. It's the same vagina, the same day. It's like somebody feed you the same hero every day or every other day. It's the same hero. You're going to get tired of it.
But what if they so you don't want it as much.
You don't eat the same, but you don't eat the same hero all the time. You're like, I pass tonight. And that's how the sex go, I think.
It depends how you fuck.
Like you said, if you're in a long-term relationship, you done did everything. You done put it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You done touched everything. Like, you done licked everything. But you know what I mean?
You're just talking about just fucking. I'm saying different people get turned on by different shit. Yep.
Like, I'm saying.
Like, you know, that's true. My show just got raised. You know what I mean? So she get different. You understand? So it's different shit that motivates you to fuck her. You understand? So I guess it depends on that. For like different people to really figure it out, you understand? I think if you're just attracted to just physicality, then you're kind of setting yourself up. You know what I mean? Because once the laziness kick in, then it don't matter. She got all this other stuff going on. It's just physical with you. So that's the only sex that you're having. Us, it's like it's physical, it's business, it's everything. Cause she do so much shit, I do so much shit.
Let's celebrate.
We're just turned on by different shit going on. You understand? Mm. That's why I got these glasses on, Brother Malcolm, man.
Brother Malcolm, drop jewels.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm just trying to help, man.
Plymouth Rock didn't land on you.
I had the 90s. I don't know if you've seen me. The 90s of the gym going crazy, man.
Let's talk about, all right, real quick, sexuality. The conservative woman versus the openly sexual woman. Like, do you feel the conservative woman should feel, like, less sexy than the open sexual woman?
Should she feel less sexy?
Yeah, like, or do she feel less sexy? Like, for you, you're a tomboy. You don't be out there, your titties out, ass mm-hmm. out, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel next to the over-sexual woman?
Confident. I'm good. Cause I know what's under
the. But most
she wears form fitted clothes. You still see her ass.
No. Yeah. But I'm saying, but she's a tomboy.
Sometimes I wear a full fledged.
She's not taking pictures sitting like on the sink and stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
But no,
like,
I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident with how I am, and I, like I said, I know what's under these clothes,
and that's sexy.
So it don't bother.
But that comes over as sexy. Mm-hmm. People will see it and they'll think that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think when you're conservative, it's like your entire aura is like a whole. You just could tell, like, this bitch ain't even trying to be sexy right now. Your hair, you wear way less makeup. You could tell that you don't care about your hair, don't care about your makeup. You don't really care about what you put on. The colors don't match. The mm-hmm. shoes is just some
that's
shit.
That's extra sexy, I think, to do. Mm-hmm.
Conservative is still sexy, though.
That's extra sexy, I think,
but
to do.
But there's some people who, like, there were guys in all the time, like, back to Aisha Curry, like, they wouldn't think about shooting the shot because they don't even see her. She just walk outside looking like, nothing to look like at.
It's a something, though.
Like an adult.
Yeah, you
can. Exactly. She doesn't own how she is with confidence. That's just what it is.
It's something to being conservative. You can be conservative and then just dressing like extra lame, though. Like, you. It's a big difference.
You can still have style.
You can be style and sexy. You know what I'm saying? I like, Michelle Obama's a conservative, sexy looking. You know what I'm saying?
Half a sex is your natural confidence.
It's your aura. It's how you own it.
You gotta have swag.
You gotta own it. You gotta own what you.
Listen,
whatever.
Some dudes
it is.
Want to sleep with a tramp. Some dudes want to sleep with a wife. It's very.
Don't good. Think because a woman dressed proper, she ain't a tramp.
No,
either.
She that's could true. Still. She could still be tramping. But what I'm saying. Some people are.
That's,
you know,
that's the worst
just,
one. The con artist.
Us. You know what I mean? We see.
That's
some
a fact.
Dudes are just attracted to that. We want to be with a slut. You know what I mean? He wanted to chick that like a slut.
Or look like the slut.
Right. That look like the slut. Or present herself as a slut on a day-to-day basis. Because some dudes, that's what they want to see all day, every day. Holding her hand, walking down Fulton Avenue. That's what he want to do. Some dudes is not into that. Some dudes is more attractive to what he know he going home to. You know what I mean? You can't see it. No one can see it. They walking down the same Ave. And they just chilling. You know what I mean? He waiting to go home to bust it up. So it just depends on the dude and what he's attracted to. I think women do it hoping that they attract a guy, but it depends on which guy that your preference might not like you the way you are. You understand? You might be showing too much or mm-hmm. too little. You just don't know. You know what I mean? Because some dudes are just, they're just into conservative. Like, I'm into that. You know what I mean? I'm not into all that other shit. You know what I mean? And some people are into the other shit. They want the Kim K booty shorts up the ass and the, you know what I mean? Some people are into that shit. So it depends. Depends. But you could be either or, still be sexy, still mm-hmm. be, yeah. still settle down, still be with somebody. Mm-hmm. But I feel
because
like
a lot of chicks that dress like Kim everybody. K, they dress like that because they was in the gym. They want to show that thing off.
Yeah. Yeah.
See black?
Yeah. But listen,
show them legs.
Once they stop going to the gym, though, guess what? He's not attracted anymore because his was all visual. You understand?
Nah, just because they dress like that don't mean they ain't got nothing.
Bernice
on top,
is
though.
Exempt.
No, you know what I'm but saying? No, what
that's just pulling you in. That's just pulling you in. Like a chick that's dressing
sometimes
sexier might pull me in faster than the one that's dressing conservative. But don't mean the one that's conservative is going to be the better woman because she's dressed like she's wearing a suit looking. You know what I'm saying? Like
fact,
a suit.
But you're probably with her for more than just her looks, obviously.
Who?
She's conservative.
The conservative.
Nah, because you still got to talk to them.
Probably for just her looks.
I'm just talking about
just the.
I'm just talking about off the physical. Like I'm gonna look at this one probably first, but that don't mean like
right.
Because I'm looking at this one as the best one, or if I look past the sexy looking one,
right.
I look at this one just because she dressed like that. Don't mean she's the best one.
Right, and
I'm gonna say that one. Would you grab
I'm gonna
my
say
eye
this
faster.
in English because I'm hoping you understand what I'm saying is that the sexy one you might be just attracted to physically. That mean when her physical change, you might lose interest. Whereas the conservative one, you
the
might have been attracted to her for more than just that because you haven't seen her appearance wasn't it. So it was more than just that. You might hang on a little longer with the conservative
instance,
one because you
nah, still sexy. I understand what you're
listen,
saying.
For instance, as a woman, right? I like to dress this way because at the end of the day, you have to get to know me. So you have to, you can't, it's nothing else to pay attention to. So you have to pay attention to my intellect, or you have to pay attention to who I really am, as opposed to seeing my titties out or my ass out or whatever and just being attracted to that and wanting to talk to me from that. You might feel my aura. You might see, all right, she's cool, she's laid back or whatever. Let me see what she's about. You get what I'm saying? As opposed to the first thing you see is my ass or my titties or whatever it is. So, but that's what I present because that's what I sell. I sell who I am. So I'm just saying that just to say, like, when you look at the conservative woman, there's really, you might look at her and be like, oh, she's regular, but you have no choice. You go straight to who she is as opposed to, damn, she fine, or damn, her ass is fat. Let me try to talk to her. You got to get to know her.
Regular as in Lay's potato chips sell. The regular bland ones, no flavor, they sell by the billions.
So I'm obsessed with my breasts. Mm-hmm. I love them.
They're pretty.
I love them. Like, I just... Stop. You want to see?
Yes, they're nice.
Okay. So I like...
Nico said I could touch.
Nico said shit. But, yeah, like, sorry. My thing is, I like sexiness. Like, from a kid, like, the person passed me my first cowl neck top was my dad. Like, mm-hmm. Now looking back, it's kind of creepy that he did that. We're not going to talk about that, but I was desensitized to a lot of stuff really early. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I grew old, and I was like, I just... was always in tune with my sexy side. And I like it, but it doesn't mean that anybody I was with was me just because they like my breasts. Mm-hmm. Everybody is with me was because they like the fact that I look this way and I still have so much more. So it goes back to what the person like and what
absolutely
what it is you really are, your core, mm-hmm. no matter what the fuck you mm-hmm. look like. My only issue I have is when we do these things where it's the sexy versus conservative, I find that I notice more the conservative women is like, oh, they try to make it seem like because a woman is sexy, that's all she is. When she could be a way better person than you, dressing like a nun.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the flip as well. Like, mm-hmm. a woman could be overly sexy and saying she's boring because she's smart. Conservative. Mm-hmm. She could be way more freaky than you. She just has the time, she turns it on and turn it off. So at the end of the day, it's all about you and your identity. What is it that you like, what you're comfortable in, know mm-hmm. your limits. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to look at your core. What is in all the way underneath, mm-hmm. whether you got your tits out or you got a hoodie on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. People going to love you for you.
Yep.
Ain't nobody better than anybody else. Just go with your preference, that's all.
I agree.
But people are better. Beyonce is the number one artist. But I mean,
and Beyonce was twerking in a fucking thong.
The artists behind her mean? Are not as, you know what I mean?
Riri got her own shit, yo.
There are people better than other people. I mean,
Riri got her own what's it? She got signed to the top label, yeah, fashion,
like,
design.
She's better. Like, people are better is all I'm saying. People are better.
But not better based on outfits, though.
Yeah.
I mean, outfits do separate people.
I don't know. My experience in life, I don't think... It's probably harder to fuck the overly sexier girl than the what's her name.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm not going to say nothing. Yeah,
I'm telling the truth.
I was with this way, and I said, you know what?
The conservative, bring it back. I don't know. It's just,
stop that.
It's the truth.
Everyone has a different experience. It could be what's attracted to you, not necessarily what you're attracted to. Maybe a conservative girl likes you because they like the father thing. They like, you know... You work at Burger King and shit. Maybe they like that, so they'd rather give it up to you faster. Opposed to a sexy girl who hates the fact you work at Burger King.
It looked like you want to scam her, facts.
Robin made a good point.
I think a scammer.
It's a big difference between sexy and half naked. So I think we don't want to confuse mm-hmm. the fucking two. Some people dress like sluts and some people dress sexy.
But it's all about how you own it.
It's all about how you own it because you know who wants attention and you know who's... You can kind of tell who wants attention.
We're just saying you could be fully clothed and that's sexy. That's all I'm saying.
From the beginning.
Okay, Brother Malcolm.
Well, we literally said that from the beginning.
I was just...
Okay.
Just wanted to say what the comments said.
And I elaborated. That's it. Okay. I got glasses. My eyes don't work. Like, you know what I mean? There's different shit going on.
Next to you, not going to have glasses on, though.
Probably that's the not. No, I got different. I got like three pairs in it.
No,
the
you don't.
He said, I'm going to get these for this outfit.
Those are fentanyl on female glasses.
No, they're not.
They're not female. I only see female wear them brownish looking.
Are you crazy? No. What's the name? Where's this? Spike Lee.
Spike Lee and Widow.
Spike Lee got glasses like these. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
He did the right thing?
Yeah, what do you mean? You know what these are?
Nah. I don't chase labels. I don't know. I don't wear labels. Jesus. I don't wear labels. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't wear glasses either. Like, I have 2010 vision.
We'll see that Fendi, book bag on
you.
You
had
tonight.
On the whole Fendi at the party. What's the name? And you had the Gucci book bag at the day party. Don't worry about it.
I ain't gonna do that. Ain't strike, right? Strike is over.
You've been on your pick me shit, son. You've been doing a lot of Derek Jackson, son. You've been doing Derek Jackson.
Nah,
you've been on your shit.
No, this guy. Not be calling you out because you just be trying to argue with women. I ain't got time, man.
I'm gonna get you tomorrow. Tomorrow's lit. It's lit for you, son. You know your shit. Yo.
Tomorrow? I got time tomorrow. I'm off, though.
I know you off. Monday's off. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get you tomorrow.
Yeah, we coming to the end. Hey, you gonna make me on a 7 jam screen?
I'm gonna get you tomorrow. Wow. Tomorrow's your day.
You don't never pick on guys.
Y'all be laughing with me. It's hard to fight y'all. Yeah, it's hard to fight.
Yeah, we coming to the end of our show, y'all. Let's start throwing the shout outs out. Anybody?
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful, amazing mothers out there. I hope that you got everything that you wanted today. You got pampered, you got love, you got everything. We're going into a new week, and I wish you guys prosperity, progression, everything. You know, make sure your pH balance is on point, and follow me at your favorite tomboy, and you'll see me in the comments later.
Shout out to everybody watching the show. 592 Mask, Time is by Galatine. All of your orders are in store. So if you had placed order with me before, you can go down to 76 Rock Street, Lazytown, and the Courtyard Mall, 592 Mask, and pick up your stuff. For those of you who have not received your orders as yet, or you placed the last order, you're going to get it Friday morning. I'll be there. I'm coming back home. I'll be there Friday morning, guys. I'm so excited. Guyana Carnival is going to be so lit. For those of you who want to place orders, you got to wait until I get back. I'll be back in this country on the 30th of May, but I'll be happy home. Shout out to the team. Shout out to the technical team in here, guys. Have a good one.
Handsome15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead Facebook. On June 9th, day party, get your tickets. Tickets are still available, and also limited sections are available. If you haven't done it, do it now. Please don't wait to get to the door. Other than that, happy Mother's Day. See y'all next week. We got a couple of shows left. My hot seat pulling up soon. Then it's the day party. Other than that, I'm a holler. Black.
Listen, man. Hit the gym, man. Everybody need to work out, man. It's dangerous. Summertime, motherfuckers are trying to sweep your legs and all that shit, lift you up in the air. So you got to do your squats and your push-ups. Play with the dumbbells, you know what I mean? Probably go swimming, work on your little cardio. I do the steps, too. The step master, I do that. I be fucking killing that shit and shit. So, yeah, just, you know, be the best you for you. Nobody can control how you feel about you. That's your job, you know what I mean? Look good, be good, live good. You know what I mean? Fuck what you're doing all online. That's how you're living offline. Come on, name I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Next week, Monday, I'm booked at SOB's. No booking info, but I'm still getting paid, though. Y'all already know what it is. Engineer, you get us up out of here. Y'all already know Brown Holy Water, Live Hot Seat coming up soon.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it.